But not only that, we need to be willing to admit when we're wrong about something. You know, let's say we get in an argument with someone, or let's say there's a dispute about some fact or about some doctrine. We need to be willing to admit when we're wrong. And today, many people, you can just prove them something point blank out of the Bible, and they won't accept that. And that's a tragedy today. I mean, think about all the pre-tribbers, amen? But, you know, how many times have they been disproven point blank from the Bible, and they won't face it? But I remember one time, I was visiting a pastor. I was 18 years old, and I did some time on the mission field in Germany. I spent 3 months over there. That's where I met my wife. And I remember I was riding in the car with a pastor over there, and this pastor was talking, and it was just me and him in the car. There wasn't even anybody else around. It was just the two of us. And this pastor started telling me something. I don't know how this came up, but he was talking about how there's the genealogy in Matthew 1, and there's the genealogy in Luke 3, the two genealogies for Christ, right? And he said, oh, well, yeah, the reason that there's those two genealogies is because one of them is showing Christ of the tribe of Judah, of the line of David, to show that he's the king of the Jews, you know, Matthew 1, which is correct. He was right about that. And then he said the other one in Luke chapter 3 is to show that he's from the tribe of Levi so that he could be our priest. And I'm thinking, like, what in the world? So I told him, I said, well, and I was very kind and delicate because, you know, I don't want to just start talking down to somebody who's a pastor. You know, I'm 18 years old. This is a pastor and his kids are my age, right? So I didn't want to be rude or anything. I said, well, you know, actually that Levi in Luke chapter 3, that's actually a different Levi. That's not the tribe of Levi. If you look at it, that's a totally different Levi. And then I started to quote him from the book of Hebrews, where in Hebrews it says that Jesus Christ is not of the tribe of Levi. And how there's a, you know, Jesus did not come from Levi because he's establishing a new priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. And I said, it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. So I quoted him this big section from Hebrews, because I had memorized Hebrews already back then, that part at least. And so I quoted that part to him, and I told him, you know, our Lord specifically did not come from Levi because it's supposed to be of the priesthood of Melchizedek. And then I had my Bible in my hand. I'm in the passenger seat. He's driving, right? And then I'm like, yeah. And then if you read Luke 3, and I read him the part where it was the Levi, and I said, see, that's not the tribe of Levi. See how it's from David and Judah? Like, they're both from Judah. So I just kind of, I'm explaining this to him kindly, in a friendly way, and I go on and on for a few minutes like I just did now, you know, but just giving all the scripture, reading it to him, explaining it to him, and he's just silently just driving the car while I explain all that, right? And I'm kind of waiting for him to say something because he's just not saying anything. Because I expected him to go like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't know where I got that or something, you know. Right? I mean, what do you say, right? Like, oh, my mistake. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for showing me that. Wouldn't that be what a normal person would do? Like, the right, you know, just, oh, I guess I was wrong. Or, yeah, I must, you know. So he just, you know, the whole time I'm talking, it's like he's just silent. And I explain all this to him. And we get all done. And I just kind of pause. And I'm just kind of waiting, like, what's he going to say? And here's what he said. He literally, this is exactly what he said. He said, there's two genealogies. And one of them is to show that he's from the tribe of Judah, and the other one shows he's from the tribe of Levi. That's all he said. And I was just like, I didn't say anything else. Because what, you know what? What do you say to somebody like that? Who is a complete
fool.
Right.
You say, how dare you say that about a pastor, about a man of God? Look, I don't care who that is. That is a complete fool. Because this isn't a matter of opinion. It's not like it's a different interpretation. It's not like, well, I just have a different view. Look, Jesus didn't come from the tribe of Levi. Nobody believes that.
Amen.
It's a fact. I gave him the point blank scripture, and he just still is going to believe it. That's wicked. Don't sugarcoat that. That's foolish and wicked. And by the way, you know, after hanging around with the guy a couple more days, figured out he's a Calvinist. Total false teacher, false gospel, and I moved on to the next church.